Excuse me. Hello? Why is someone else in my apartment? Okay, I don't know what kind of stunt this is, but you need to stop unpacking. Right now. Yeah, great. I know your name. You're in my class, aren't you? Intro to psych. Front row answers every question, makes everyone else look lazy. Congratulations. But that doesn't explain why you're in my lease. Yes, my lease. Hold on. Here's my purse. Ah, see? Here. There. Tenant Hannah. Singular. I paid the deposit, picked up the keys, everything. What is that? Your lease? Let me see that. Wait. Oh my god. They copied your name and mine onto the same contract. Unbelievable! I specifically told them I didn't want a roommate, ever. Do you have any idea how impossible it is to get privacy in this town? What was that? Speak up, what? The complex was full. The entire apartment complex? Well, what about... So there's nowhere else. You already called? Of course you did. You look like the kind of person who actually plans things. Let me try the office. Maybe they'll pick up for me. Voicemail, naturally. Housing never answers once it starts raining. Okay. So, what? We just share the place until they fix it? Perfect. Absolutely perfect. You're really gonna stand there acting calm about this? Because I'm 2 seconds from... No, I'm fine. Whatever. Temporary truce until Monday, okay? You take that half of the living room. I'll take the side that doesn't smell like wet cardboard. Why are you laughing? This isn't a sitcom. You and me sharing a lease? Are you kidding? Ugh, nightmare fuel. Don't look at me like that. I'm serious. I like things neat. I like them quiet. And I like space. Hey, what are you doing? You don't need to help me move my stuff. Wait, don't touch that. God, you just grabbed my hand. I don't care if it was an accident. You almost... Just don't do that. I mean, who grabs someone's stuff without asking? Even if you were trying to help, that's not how you... What? I'm not blushing. It's hot in this apartment. It's stuffy in here. Let's open the window. It's fine. Whatever. Just... Let's establish some ground rules, okay? Rule number one, don't touch my stuff. Rule number two, no noise after 10. Rule number three, my skincare lives on the left bathroom shelf, untouched. Rule number 4, if you use my mug, I will know. And rule number 5, no one finds out we live together. What do you mean, why? Because it would look weird, obviously. It would be like social suicide. Half this campus already stalks my Instagram daily. If they find out I'm rooming with you, I'll never hear the end of it. Don't take it personally. You're just not my usual crowd, okay? People love to twist things, you know that. So, let's just agree to keep it quiet. Promise? Good. Smart. Ugh, this weather sucks. I hate storms. Huh? Close the window. No, leave it. It smells nice, I guess. What are you staring at? Never seen someone freak out over a thunderclap? Oh my god, you are smiling. Don't. You'll ruin my reputation if you start thinking I'm tolerable. Okay. I'm claiming the left half of the pantry and 2 top shelves of the fridge. You can have, I don't know, whatever's left. But if you move my oat milk, I'll move you. You know, I still don't get how this happened. I even filled out the private tenant section. It's like the universe wants to test me. Cute theory, philosopher. Still not funny. Look, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be awful. I planned this whole place. Look, it's already half decorated. My candles, my playlists, like my whole vibe. Then I open the door and boom. Someone else is here. It was a shock, I guess. It's not your fault. I just don't share well, I guess. What's this box? Your books? Oh, what's this? You read this stuff for fun? Cognitive behavioral frameworks. Okay, nerd. It's for next semester? Okay, so you're the type that works ahead. Figures. Do you at least cook? Because I can make cereal and pasta, and that's about it. You can? Good. Maybe you'll keep me alive until they fix this. But we're still not friends. Here, I have this frozen pizza for now. You want half? Don't get excited. It's an apology. I'm not being nice. And you're cutting it. And I hate uneven slices. No, I'll put it in the oven. Stop trying to take... Seriously, again? You have a whole kitchen to stand in, and you pick right next to me? Forget it, it's fine. Why is it hot in here all of a sudden? I'm gonna go unpack the rest of my stuff. Which room? I already picked my room, genius. It's the one with my bed in it. Have you even opened the bedrooms yet? Yeah, the left one. Better lighting, bigger window. Obviously. Hey. Can I come in? So, I was making coffee and I forgot to buy sugar. I don't suppose you have any? Thanks. You didn't have to, but thanks. So, what's your deal, anyway? Why'd you pick this place? Couldn't go back to living in the dorms, huh? I didn't peg you as the antisocial type. Guess we've got that in common. It's weird, though. Whole city out there, and somehow we end up under the same roof. Don't look at me like that. I'm not getting sentimental. It's called small talk. Oh, fantastic. If the power goes out, I'm moving into a hotel. What? Every hotel? What? Oh god, orientation week. I hate college. You're kidding me. No rooms, no backup plan. This is crazy. It's like one thing after another. You know what? Whatever. We survive tonight, we'll call the realtor tomorrow. If they say it's permanent, I'll figure something out. Just don't get used to me being this civil. Okay, I'm gonna shower and pretend none of this ever happened. If anyone asks, you don't live here, okay? Remember? Actually, you know what? If I ask tomorrow morning, tell me it was all a dream. And, thanks for not freaking out. Most people would have. Don't make it weird.